know you did. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Excuse me, miss. Do you have cancer? Wow, mango juice prevents cancer.
Perhaps I should have taken my medication before this lecture. We had a very specific control group. Chronic migraine sufferers. I don't have time to go through all the math right now, but the incidence was dramatically...
Sure. In India, 2 + 2 = 5 there, right?
I know you.
Sure you do. Dick.
The name's Philip.
My bad. Something to do with your face. I always think your name is Dick.
House?
Here. The Don and Mike
Show. Right. You like that, right?
Yes, sir!
Right.
We'll never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
You're making me sick.
Right, you know.
Just a bunch of white trash.
Like a life-altering herpetic sore.
Here we are.
The Don and Mike Show.
We're on, baby.
We are on fire.
We're on fire.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
Right.
What glorious goo.
Well, enough of that. Let's get back to the game, Mike. Let's see if we can get a winner here today.
Yeah, we had a tie in the last round.
The medical information game, we used to play with like an 800 number, but right. the thing went teats up.
Yes, it did.
So here we are playing it with Buzz.
Hi.
And I think we have most of the kinks, Ray Davies and everybody, worked out now.
Yeah. I think it's going to be fine.
So come on, let's come dancing.
Who's up next?
Lola. Kinks.
Peter North. We have been doing material during the commercial breaks on Peter North that really we should put on the uncensored album.
Yes, the box set.
How many semen do you think that they can get in a in one of those nuclear subs?
All of them.
Oh, that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you.
Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, stop stringing us along.
Whose turn is it? Who's up this time? Come on, you know the ropes, Buzz.
Yes, I do.
Quit ribbing them.
All right, we'll start with Mike.
Does anybody get that?
Yes.
There is a large, and I'm going to say a large segment of our listening audience that is tracking with what we're doing right now.
Peter North, great shooter.
Top of the key, Dave.
Marksman.
Yeah. Either way, Mike.
Yeah.
Either way.
Absolutely.
He can drain the three-pointer.
Prodigious. It's
really something to watch him milk his instrument.
Fantastic.
What a graphic actor.
A or B, Mike?
Favorite movie, The River. A.
I'm good like that, too, incidentally.
A.
Like Peter North.
The topic you have chosen is...
Shoot for the stars.
Flat feet.
Flat feet. Good start.
Hold on. I missed the whole thing.
An excellent start.
What did you pick, Mike?
A.
Flat feet.
Flat feet.
You probably don't give much thought to the steps you take. However, walking is actually quite a complex act, especially
not for Peter North.
For your feet. Because your feet support all of your weight and help you balance when you stand, they're subject to substantial pressure and the risk of injury.
I wonder if he was ever in a movie with Nikki Cox.
I bet he was. I bet the odds are overwhelming that he was.
Thank you, Buzz. Okay, so the way we play the game is you got to get three in a row, one funnier than the other.
And I'm off to a great start because
great start.
Flat feet, not funny.
So, Don?
Lay it on me, Buzz.
You're up. Choose A or B, please.
I'll take B, please, friend.
B.
The topic you have chosen is West Nile virus.
That is a solid beginning. Nothing funny about that.
And it's what Rob has.
West Nile virus is transmitted by mosquitoes. If you become infected with West Nile virus, you may not experience any signs or symptoms, or you may only experience minor ones, such as skin rash and headache.
Blah, 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 blah. Thank you, Buzz. That's great. That's nice and boring. That's what I wanted my first one to be.
Good start. We're really in a dead heat right now.
Mike, you're up. A or B, please?
B.
B. The topic you have chosen is... Seasonal affective disorder.
What's that coming on the heels of, Mike?
Flat feet.
Seasonal defective affective disorder.
I'm going to vote not as funny as flat feet.
No, not as funny. I agree with you. I'm out of the running so far, but you still have to get a perfect three.
Like many people, you may experience cabin fever during the winter, or you may tend to eat more or sleep more when the temperature drops, but seasonal affective disorder goes well beyond those symptoms.
And mine goes well into July.
All right, well, that's a bad one for you, Mike.
Peter North had that, too. But now, Don, you have to pick something funnier than West Nile virus.
Choose from A or B, Don.
You know what song Peter North loved? You ever heard the James Taylor song, Shower the People?
Yep.
Shower the People.
Wonderful,
with love.
Wonderful song.
Wonderful.
He also liked Fire and Rain.
And Laughter in the Rain.
Yes. A or B, Don?
I'll take B, Buzz.
All right. B, the topic you have chosen is syphilis.
Oh. Syphilis is way funnier than West Nile virus.
Absolutely.
Syphilis is a bacterial infection usually transmitted by sexual contact.
Uh-oh.
The disease affects your genitals, skin, and mucous membrane.
Hello, Baltimore.
But syphilis Diller.
May also involve other parts of your body, including your brain.
Syphilis Martsky. Syphilis George, syphilis Martsky.
And your heart.
Syphilis. That's going to be a hard one to beat.
Syphilis Schlafly.
Oh, excellent.
Thank you, United States Senator.
Mike, choose A or B, please.
Well, no, I'm out. All
Mike's
right,
out. You're out?
Yeah, it's got to be Don now. It's got to be funnier than West Nile virus and syphilis.
All right, Don, A or B, please.
Come on, if you'll victory come on, I'll take A, Buzz.
An excellent choice. The topic you have chosen is genital warts.
Genital warts dinner. Funnier than syphilis.
Genital warts, or venereal warts, one of the most common types of sexually transmitted diseases. As the name suggests, genital warts affect the moist tissues of the genital area.
Point of order.
Yes.
Yes.
Genital warts was a heading used in the last round.
Maybe we can have that one again.
I thought we had worked on that during the break.
That was one of the kinks that we had worked on. And, well, when I'm losing, I want to lose the right way.
Mike, you're right.
It's like when you're playing concentration and you turn over the same card twice.
Buzz, give That's me another exactly one. Mike's absolutely right.
He's got to have another choice.
All right.
Don't take that one.
A or B, please, or do you want to stick with A?
Well, hold on a second.
A or B?
Ideally, again, the way the game is played,
uh-huh.
When you're offering up an A or a B,
right?
The one that I just got was pretty good, mm-hmm. So yes. The other one should be bad. Why would I take the leftover one? The leftover one.
No,
should be...
I've moved on to a different cat. I've moved on to
you're
a new
shaking
set.
The dice and rolling
is,
them.
This
right
is
now.
A brand new A or B that you're choosing from.
Then why
this
were
time.
You pushing whatever letter you were pushing on me?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you'd ask about why the same topic came up again, and I was explaining it's like concentration, and then I opened up a new set for you.
Ah, okay. So they're new set. These are brand new A and B.
Brand new A and B. Okay,
right.
He misspoke when he said you can pick A or B or just A. Really didn't make any sense.
Wait, yeah,
I'll take B then, Buzz.
All right. The topic you have chosen is alcohol addiction.
Not as funny
Not as
syphilis.
Funny as syphilis.
I am still in the game. I am still in the game.
Alcoholism is characterized by a preoccupation with alcohol and impaired control over
Hello, what a great
intake.
One to hang in there on.
Alcoholism is a chronic, often progressive disease left untreated. It can be fatal.
Oh, no, it can't.
All right, so my non-winning pyramid was West Nile virus, syphilis, alcohol.
And I was disqualified after having seasonal affective disorder after flat feet.
Yes.
But that means it's a clean slate.
Let's That's play right. again.
And
Let's...
you know what this is? I know we've been talking about Peter North, but this is the rubber match. It is. Hey, I'm not making that up.
A or B, Mike?
You know he didn't wear them.
Well, there's some movies that he did and some he didn't.
None would hold
Not for the best scenes.
No, of course
How could
not.
How he possibly do that for his... hey, Rob, what do you call that?
Money?
No, I know it's the money shot.
Okay, right? I didn't know what you were talking about.
But what's that whammo toy that looks like a crazy snake that you fill with
water? Oh, the water wiggle.
The water... Thank you, Buzz.
Water wiggle.
His water wiggle.
Yeah, he never warmed her in his water wiggle.
That's right.
Or as Buzz calls it, a bong.
Bong.
Use it right.
Now,
right.
do we have some fresh stuff here?
We do.
Or, okay,
we do.
All right. Just
we
wanted
do.
To make sure.
All right, I'm ready, Buzz.
All right, A or B?
I'll take B, please.
All right, the topic you have chosen is hypergonadism.
That's a hard funny. One to beat.
Sure hypergonadism. I remember the first time years ago we got that one.
Male,
hypergonadism.
Male hypergonadism is a condition in which the body doesn't produce enough of the sex hormone testosterone. As many as 5 million men in the United States may not produce enough testosterone.
Peter North doesn't suffer from that.
The hormone that plays a key role in masculine growth and development during puberty.
He would All suffer. Right. I bet he would suffer from hypogonadism.
Exactly.
Sorry about
right, not
that.
Hyper.
That's right.
Not a good start for me. That's a good one.
You started
Could
too strong.
Could be my winning round.
Mike, A or B?
B, please.
The topic you have chosen is obsessive compulsive disorder.
Good, 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 good.
Good beginning, Mike.
Whether you're sociable, reserved, funny, or forthright, everyone who knows you'd likely list the same traits
Joe.
When describing your personality.
Hi, Joe.
These characteristics are the combined product of your heredity and an early life experience, and they're fixed by the time you reach adulthood.
All right.
Very
enough,
good.
Enough with that. I got to come up with a real pressure here. I got to come up with something better than hypergonadism.
Hypergonadism.
Okay, then, Don, choose between A or B, please.
Come on, A.
The topic you have chosen is sweating and BO.
Boy.
See, if it was just
now, see,
sweating.
These are real tough.
I'm going to have to go to the crowd.
I'm going
to
give you that one. I am going to give you that one. That is sweating in B.O. because it's B.O.
You know what? No, have to say no because my other one has the word gonad in it.
Sitting in the heat of the sun, working out of the gym, giving a presentation at work, all these activities can make you sweat. It's both natural and healthy to sweat under these conditions.
B.O.
I'm sorry. I've got to disqualify myself.
No, all right.
I am out. B.O. is not funnier than hypergonadism.
All right, I still have to have a funnier one than obsessive-compulsive disorder, and I got two more to pick.
Mike, choose between A or B, please.
A. I'm going right for it. A.
The topic you have chosen is schizoid.
That's funnier than obsessive-compulsive, isn't it?
Schizoid personality disorder is a condition in which people avoid social activities and constantly shy away from interaction with others.
I mean, it's like something you would take a pill for, just like OCD.
But remember I gave you cellulite.
I didn't accept it, did I?
Yes, you did.
Did I really?
Yeah.
I thought I said cellulite was not good.
You went stomach ulcers, cellulite, and yeast infection.
I said that cellulite was just as lame as my first
one. Yeah, but we went on in the
All
game.
All right, I give it to you.
Schizoid. It's a funnier word, don't you think?
Yeah, it's like,
it's funnier than obsessive-compulsive disorder.
Yeah, it is.
Schizoid.
It is, but it's not like, you know, balls out funny.
Wonder what the description. What is schizoid?
I just read it. I'll go back to it. It's the
Never
thing
mind.
That develops in childhood.
Okay.
Right.
Schizoid. All right. Now I got to have a real winner for
Get
the third
run.
One.
A or B, Mike?
A.
A. The topic you have chosen is sex headache.
Not funnier.
I almost said a bad word.
Jokes about sex and sex headaches abound.
Hey, but really read this one to me because I get this.
But the pain is no laughing matter. Sexual activity, especially that magic moment, can trigger a headache. You may notice a dull ache in your head and neck that builds up as sexual excitement increases and peaks.
I get this sometimes.
You may experience a sudden severe headache during that special moment.
Peter North called. He wants some ibuprofen.
Well, what can I do about sex headache?
Lots of it. I will have to look that up later. That's
Damn it.
Listed separately.
God.
It's a good album, though. It's by a punk band.
Sex headaches?
I get an occasional sex headache.
Uh-huh. Carrie does. All the time.
No, like right at the
moment. At the moment.
Wow. Yes.
Right at the moment.
Not all the time.
What that means, Dr. Freud.
I don't know. He's got the thing right in front of him. He could read it down a little further.
It's a blood pressure thing. No, really, there was just one little paragraph.
Is it dangerous?
And they didn't discuss the cure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
What is it dangerous,
I'll look it up
Mike.
For you later.
Listen, we don't have a winner yet. Let's just do one-on-one. Give me one, Buzz.
Like right. One-on-one, and we have to have who has the funnier one.
Because, God, we don't have
this
a
This is a
today.
Final thing here.
A or B, Don?
I'll take B, Buzz.
The topic you have chosen is whiteheads.
That could be good.
Could be a winner.
Acne is a common skin disorder characterized by clogged pores and pimples. More than 4 out of 5 people between the ages of 12 and 24 develop acne at least once.
Whitehead.
While the disorder is often associated with teens, it can affect people of all ages.
Yeah.
It's not uncommon for acne to occur.
All right, I heard enough. Thank you. Whitehead is what I'm going with. Mike, you got to have one funnier than whitehead.
Like to take this advantage to cross-promote a show and say hi to BTK from from the Junkie Show.
Mike?
Well, they tell us to do that occasionally.
Right.
Acne might be blackhead, though.
I think a little bit of both.
A or B, Mike?
A.
The topic you have chosen is Ebola.
You win.
In 1995, Ebola, an especially gruesome and fatal disease, killed hundreds of people in the Democratic
what
Republic
did I have?
Of Congo.
You had whiteheads.
Still, you know what? It's like a TKO. It ain't a knockout.
You want to go like, this is almost like Make Us Laugh. You want to go for one more?
Buzz, continue, please.
All right. A or B?
No. Read whatever the other lame one was. Please.
10 years later, hundreds more died in Angola of Marburg virus, an equally deadly illness. But for all their notoriety, Ebola and Marburg are only two of a group of related illnesses of viral hemorrhagic fevers.
All right, my mistake.
And that has nothing to do with hemorrhoids.
Right, no.
God damn, I don't think that's funny. Let's do another one. Mike, you go first
all
this
right,
time.
I'm going to take A.
A. The topic you have chosen, Mike, is facial hair in women.
Tough to beat that one.
That may be the mother load.
Tough to beat that one.
Everyone has body hair, and the amount each of us has is largely determined by our genetic makeup.
Yeah, baby.
But when a woman develops excessive amounts of coarse and pigmented hair on body areas where men typically grow hair.
I want to say hi to the women of WJFK.
I was saying hi to everybody
face,
today.
Face, chest, and back. She may have a condition called Hirsutism.
Hello, baby.
Hirsutism is a condition of unwanted male pattern hair growth in women.
Let me say hello to Michelle Manthi.
It may arise from excess male hormones called androgens.
Excuse
the
me.
The key hormone being testosterone.
Wow. That's going to be a hard one for me to beat, Mike.
All right. What is the heading again was?
Yes, it was. Let me go back to it.
Oh, I forgot to.
Hirsutism.
Female hair growth.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Hair growth.
Right. All right. Mine's got to be funnier than that.
Okay. Don, A or B, please?
Yes, B, please, Buzz.
Okay, the topic you have chosen is fungal nail infection.
Victory is mine, unquestionably.
I believe so.
I like this one.
An infection of nail fungus occurs when fungi infect one or more of your nails. It usually begins as a white or yellow spot under the tip of your finger or
nothing
toenail.
Nothing funny about this, as am I right?
Nail fungus spreads deeper into your nail. It may cause the nail to discolor, thicken.
Look at my Crocs, am I right?
And develop crumbling edges, an unsightly and potentially painful problem.
Oh, wow.
Well, there wasn't the home run there, but Mike, you're absolutely...
So many things.
Fair and square the winner.
Flat feet, SADS, West Nile virus, syphilis, alcoholism, hypergonadism, a very funny one.
That was a good
sweating
one.
And B.O., obsessive Besto, compulsive disorder,
BO, yeah.
Schizoid, sex addict.
Syphilis, West Nile virus. Your winner, though, was the facial hair in women?
Yes, facial hair. What was the title of it again? It was something like male... Facial hair in women.
Yeah, it was excess facial hair in women or hirsutism.
Hirsutism, lactose intolerance, right. Genital warts, tapeworm, menstrual cramps, piles, diarrhea, ulcer, cellulite, yeast infection.
We didn't even get to sexual obsession, scrotal masses, scabies, so many
you
more.
Would have knocked me out of the water with the scrotal masses.
You could have chosen.
Well, if you know, what can I say? If the proper MC was running the game, then perhaps right. It would have been manipulated so some of the funnier answers would have gotten up front without, you know, crap like seasonal disorder effect.
Yes, cellulite.
Get something to build with.
And don't forget, Sunday is a holy day of obligation. You'll want to go to the scrotal masses.
Yes, the stations of the scrotal masses.
Buzz?
Yes.
Pick one at random, and we'll go out on that one. Pick your favorite, Buzz.
The favorite disease that I had listed for today?
Yes.
Oh, let's go with scrotal masses.
Yeah. Let's hear about that, Buzz.
Since that came up.
Hear about scrotal masses.
Scrotal masses. Here we go. The topic you have chosen is scrotal masses. They're areas of fluid or solid material on or around the testicles. Although they may indicate a less serious or harmless condition, scrotal masses may also be a sign of something as serious as cancer.
Oh.
Also the name of my brand new band.
Scrotal masses?
Scrotal masses. There you have it.
Yeah. Until you sacked your bass player.
Can you get them from facing north?
Peter North.
Thank you.
You don't want me anymore.
Thank you very much. Oh, we're tying them all together now.
You don't want me anymore.
Yes.
Nah, 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 nah.
And the fabulous whales going out to sea. There, everything's been tied up in a bow.
And Paula Deen's peach cobbler.
It's all included. This is a damn fine radio broadcast.
There you go. Well, hi, everybody. This is the news.
There we go. We worked him like a whore for the last half hour.
That's why he's got sweating and B.O.
You got anything left over there?
I do.
All right, West Nile virus. We'll come right back with Charlie Ebola.
Very good.
That was another one, right? Ebola was
another one. Ebola. Yes, Ebola. Not to be confused with vaginitis.
And piles was a good one.
Piles, yeah, because piles preceded diarrhea.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Wouldn't that be
painful?
Usually
does.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.